because I believe education is a public good for the whole community, not just the benefit of the individual. I'm here because I believe, therefore, that education should be free. Against tuition fees, and I'm now going into Parliament to vote against their increase. I'm here because I also believe that members of Parliament and politicians should keep their promises. We say to those Lib Dem MPs, abstention's not enough when you promised opposition. And we say to this government, you may get the vote today, but this is not the end of our campaign, this is the beginning.
The pledge of tuition fees has angered millions of students across England. Not only is it going to affect university students, but more so college students, as many have been put off by the staggering raise. Students could be expected to pay up to £9,000 for tuition fees, with the current cap at £3,290. The pledge for the fees to rise has almost trebled. Graduates will have to pay the loan back when they are earning £21,000 rather than the current £15,000. If the pledge gets the go-ahead, graduates would leave uni £40,000 in debt. I interviewed Ali to get his opinion on the rising tuition fees pledge.
I do think, this is very, very unfair, and I am speaking from Frangos, number 10 Union Street, Oldham. My opinion, I do think it's very, very unfair for students out there. I do think, the situation, the fees for student, it shouldn't even drop down and not jump high, because things are very, very struggling at this real moment in England, and people are very, very struggling out there. So I do think students out there, they do need more government support and looked after it. I do think it is very, very unfair that.
How do you think it's going to affect the students? Do you think there's going to be a rise in students going to university, or do you think less students will want to go to university?
What you're saying is right, yes. And I do think, financially, some students out there will struggle, and it is a big issue that. So it is something that needs looking into very importantly, yeah.
My next interview is called Natalie. She's the Vice President of Welfare and Equality at Students' Union.
I'm Natalie Wilson, I'm Vice President of Welfare and Equality at the Student Union. I think it's completely the wrong way to go about funding higher education. I think it's unfair on the students to make them pay a lot more for something that's benefiting not just the students but the whole of society as well.
Do you think the number of students applying for university will increase or decrease?
I think the number of students applying will go down, because there'll be other opportunities for them to get better education as well through colleges and things like that. So actual university applications will go down, I think.
What advances do you think the raise will bring?
I think the raise will make universities have to look at the quality that they're giving to students, because students are going to be looking at what they're getting for their money a lot more, and universities are going to have to be sort of up their game to get their students to actually go. So hopefully education standards might go up.
Is it bad that the tuition fees have gone up?
The reason it's bad, because they don't support the poor.
Why?
The reason, because of that, because the poor people won't be afford to pay it back in the near future. And therefore, the poor people get less opportunities at job. Only the higher class people in this world get a better job, like the posh. What? This is going to cause riots, student riots. Did you see that person throw the fire extinguisher down? Go on. No, seriously, but do you see, it's going to cause riots. How does this support the poor? You tell me how it supports the poor. Oh, so you're telling me if there's a higher class person and the higher people that can afford it, they said that, I watched the documentary, yeah? And they said it supports the elite students, yeah? What? And she said the elite student was someone that is a rich person and has brains and went to a private school. So they're trying to say a public school person can't benefit from this.